latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
The American hip-hop star Kanye West has snared his third number one album on the ARIA Albums chart with the gospel-themed release, Jesus is King. The project, his ninth solo studio album, features a host of collaborators, including Ty Dolla $ign, Kenny G, Clips, Benny Blanco, and Timbaland. This is the second appearance of an album at number one on the Australian charts that includes Jesus in the title. In August 1992, John Farnham, Kate Sobrano, and John Stevens were part of the recording of Jesus Christ Superstar, which logged 10 weeks at number one. West is the latest artist to cross to number one after first establishing stardom in another genre. Others include Elvis Presley, Cliff Richard, and Bob Dylan. The Australian-Canadian duo Finding Faith understands what's going on better than most, as one of its members, Andrew Tierney, had a Road to Damascus experience himself. But first, Timothy Dunfield, who's the pastor in the duo. What's going on with Kanye?
Well, I think that all I have to do is look at Paul and the life of Paul in the New Testament. I mean, he was one way. He had this Road to Damascus experience. It completely changed him, converted him, and he spent the rest of his life telling the world that Jesus was king. So if God can do it to Saul, he can do it to Kanye.
Andrew says that it's clear that Kanye is making massive Christian changes to his lifestyle, but parts of the Christian community don't believe his conversion is real.
I was completely inspired by hearing that Kanye did the record and then hearing the record and hearing how he spoke through his lyrics. I think it was really great. There's a song there called Hands On where he says the lyrics, he goes, "The Christians are going to be the first to judge me." And they were, you know, it was like he called it.
Tim, why is it culturally significant that Kanye West has made a Christian-themed record?
Well, I think that, first of all, you have to just appreciate who it's coming from. And Kanye, you know, has a past and a reputation that he has embraced fully. And he, you know, he lived his life, you know, he never hid anything that he was doing or what he was feeling, and it played out in his music and publicly. And, you know, he had some pretty public meltdowns. And so then to see him just turn that corner and to say, now what I live for is not myself. Now what I live for is Jesus. I'm going to spend the rest of my life proclaiming that he's king rather than I'm king. I just think when you have somebody like Kanye West who is in that stratosphere of artists who will publicly make that statement, I think you have to listen to it. It's not an album you can ignore. It's not a statement by a person who people are like, who is that? What is that? I don't really care. I mean, he's on like Carpool Karaoke. He's on, you know, like his interview with James Corden on that airplane with that choir around him. I mean, that's a culturally significant moment. And so I think when you have those moments, those culturally significant moments are about anything but Jesus. And so to have one that is about Jesus, I think you have to listen to it. I think you have to pay attention to what he's saying.
Andrew Tierney and Timothy Dunfield from Finding Faith talking about Jesus is King, the latest project from Kanye West. It's the best-selling album in Australia and America. That's all for this week. I'm Cam with the TCM Update.